Thanks, Mary. Today, I get to do the platform. My name is Amina Mackins. We're going to start with our vision and mission statements. So we say these together every Sunday morning. All right, together, please. Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission together? Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And our unity affirmation, which is affirmed and stated at unity churches and centers all over the world. If you will take a deep breath with me. And together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent. Take another deep breath in with me. Today's daily words are pray for others. Sunday, July 11th. Wait, that's not today. Sunday, July 18th. I realize today is not the 11th. Okay, I realize the power of spiritual truth. I have had many aha moments throughout my life when something had befuddled me for years suddenly became clear. It may be something I tried to learn in school, a skill I practiced and tried to master as I grew, or even an idea that challenged my understanding of the world around me. Whenever I realized something new, I could feel my world expanding, opening up before me in fresh and exciting ways, making me eager to discover even more. In my spiritual journey, I feel a similar excitement as I realize I have so much more than a spark of divinity within me. I am fully divine, just as I am fully human. I feel newly alive in this realization and so very grateful for it. From Genesis 28:16, then Jacob woke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." Realize. So let's think of the children in our lives and the children of God that we are. Rub our hands together, get the energy flowing, and affirm our blessing for them. Children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ. So in your bulletin, your yellow bulletin, you will see announcements. Please read through those announcements. I will highlight the Stefina's lunch outing, July 25th after service. And please talk to Mary Recton by Wednesday, July. Is she here?
No.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. So definitely read the rest of your announcements. Get engaged, get involved. And more music.
Thank you, Mary, for that. And that's one of the things we want, is for our prayers to be heard. And you know, our prayers are always heard. How do we know that? How do we know that? Because we are the ones who are affirming what we know to be the truth, right? Right. Okay, so I'm back on these 12 powers with the 4th of July holiday, naturally, that landed on a Sunday, and I wanted to give a message of freedom. So I thought I'd do this power of understanding today. Yes, I could have probably slipped, you know, to understand it. It takes a little bit of work. So I'm going to get your help, though, in the beginning here. Movement. And the intention in these messages is to have you move along on this journey with me. I really, really want to do some deep soul work this year. Because I feel that as a church body, we're on the verge of something. Don't you feel that? We're on the verge of stepping over into, I believe it's a higher state of consciousness that will draw to us those in need of this truth. So, by the end of the year, I want the Christ in us to be fully awakened so that we can bring into manifestation our heart's desires. We want to express our full potential, don't we? Or am I alone? I'm not by myself, right? Okay, yeah. We want to express our full potential here. And it's happening. I can feel it. It's just that taking that step over. You ever go visit something real high, like a monument or Empire State Building, and you just lean just a little and you say, wow, if I took a step over. No? Okay, it's just me. All right. But I can fly, I can soar, I can move and be into a higher state of consciousness. Okay, we'll let that one drop. So, I need your help. This year we started with what power? Faith, represented by what disciple? Peter, okay. So faith is our ability to see the unseen, to look through the appearances, to persist in order to bring our heart's desires forth. And to this, what did we add? What power did we add to faith? Strength. Great. Represented by what disciple? Andrew. Strength and faith together. Faith has to be established in our lives. And strength, it takes strength to remain steadfast in this truth, doesn't it? Think of all the things we're bombarded with in a mere one day. All the things that come at us. It takes strength to remain in the faith that God is present in everything and everywhere. And so the next Sunday, not next Sunday, but the next month, we studied what? Wisdom. Wisdom. And we also throw judgment in with that. Represented by what disciple? Of? All right. James of Zebedee. Or how I think that's however you want to pronounce it. Wisdom is the highest form of spiritual knowing. It includes divine judgment, which is discrimination and intuition and other activities that come under the pure heading of what? Knowing. Don't you know some things deep within you? You might not always step out on them, but you know the truth. So wisdom, I always say wisdom is when you know what you know what you know. So in the next month we added what? What power? Love. Love, love, love. Love is a harmonizer. Love pulls together everything. If you sit and you just radiate love into a situation, oh my, it begins to fall into place. Love is represented by what disciple? John. John. Love is our ability to adjust all misunderstandings and to make our lives and our affairs healthy and harmonious and free. And then we added what to that? What's the next power? I was trying not to say power. Power. We added the power of power. Don't you love to say that word, power? Power. It gives you that boost, doesn't it? Power is represented by what disciple? Philip. Power is not power over another person or the power in arm wrestle where you've overpower someone else. That's not the power we're talking about, is it? We're talking about the power to master our own thoughts, to have control over our thoughts and feelings, to see through appearances, to hold a vision, to hold a dream. It takes power. And then we added to it what power? What was the next? Imagination. What you can imagine, what you can perceive, you can bring into manifestation. Imagination is represented by what disciple? Bartholomew. You know, these spiritual faculties are in us. They are our inherited right. Each month, I hope you're practicing, we're adding on like we're cooking a big bowl of soup. We're adding on. We're lifting our consciousness by each month practicing and then thinking about the other attributes, how we can draw them in, and how they work with one another. That's what those are about, developing them within you. So this month, we're going to work with the power of who's read the blast? What's the power this month? Understanding. Represented by the disciple, Thomas. Right. See, this is a test to see who's reading all the stuff that we're taking the time to put in your blast and in your bulletin. You have it right there. So when I issue the test next month. But in all seriousness, understanding, it takes time to work with this power. Its location in your body is the front of the brain, and if you're into the color is gold. The affirmation for understanding is, my understanding of the truth deepens and directs my life. My understanding of the truth deepens and directs my life. Now, one of the definitions for understanding in the dictionary is to be knowledgeable, or wait a minute, let me back up, to be knowledgeably aware of the character or the nature of something or someone. In Proverbs 4:7, it talks about wisdom, but it goes on to say, with all thy getting, get understanding. So no matter what we learn of this truth, no matter how we study, no matter how many classes we go to, no matter how many times you come and listen to a Sunday message, the thing to get out of all that is a good understanding. You know, the moment we do that, we begin to open up in this truth. It becomes easier to follow this truth. What is one thing we say every Sunday? And there's two major thoughts that we present here every Sunday. One of them is what? One presence, one power. Have you thought about the magnitude of that and what it means to you? Have we got a good understanding of what we're saying when we say that? Well, the other part of that is that one presence and that one power is in us. Now, if we can get those two points, then we have the meaning of life. Life opens up for us. Because if you believe that that power and that presence is in you, what happens when you come upon an appearance or a circumstance that's really not going to support your spiritual growth? You can see it as not being the truth about you. If I were to tell you you're unworthy, that you're not worth anything in this lifetime, would you take that in as the truth? No. No, because you have a good understanding that in you is something so precious, that in you is something so powerful, that in you have the foundation that can move mountains. That's getting a good understanding. Is it going to stop things from happening in your life? No. Is it going to stop people from telling you that? No. But what is it going to do for you? It's going to lift you up to another level, isn't it? You're going to know that's not the truth. And when you go forth, you're not going to go forth with your head down feeling unworthy. You're going to go forth knowing, I am a... Right. I'm precious in the sight of the allness that is life. The allness that is real. You know, I love this. It took me a long time to connect the dots. You ever have one of those puzzles and you can't figure which next dot is supposed to be the dot to make the picture? Took me a while to connect the dots. Okay, so we have Thomas, and we always hear Thomas is the doubter, didn't we? He's doubting Thomas himself. I think doubt should not have been the word to use. I think for me, now this is from Vernetta, the book of Vernetta. I think the word to use for Thomas should be curious. You know, when we're told things, we need to research them. We need to look into our hearts and see, is it love? Am I coming from a point of love when I talk to someone? We need to kind of, Thomas asked, ask the questions, practice, put it into play and see, does it work? That's what Thomas represents to me, not doubting Jesus Christ, but curious, wanting to know, what is this that you're teaching us? How do I stand in it? And how do I pattern myself after it? How do I live the life that you live, Christ? Knowing that every need is met when you do the work. And what's the work? We just went through all of them. Faith, strength, wisdom, all the attributes of spirit. And the ones we're going to go through the next couple of months. Bringing them together in consciousness, exploring them, questioning them, using them. Don't take my word for it. I've proven it for myself. And you prove it for yourself. There is only one presence and one power that I'm going to give focus to in my life. Everything else I'm going to, I'll listen to you, but I'm going to let it fall to the wayside because it's not the truth with a capital T. That's what we're striving on. I want to feel them, see how they fit. And it's the same thing with what we're learning. Don't just take people's word for it. Hold it in mind. Focus. See what happens in your world when you lean on it. I like the story about, I was thinking the other day, Saul, who turned into Paul, I thought about him and his road trip to Damascus. You know, I'll just say Paul was a persecutor of Christians. You know, he said yea or nay to Christians being put to death. But on the road to Damascus, a blinding light hit him. And see, for us, we can look at that story because when that light of intuition hits us, we're blinded to this world of appearances. We no longer hold that to be truths. And as we journey on and something is awakened within us, oh boy. We see a whole new world, don't we? We have a whole new experience. You know, Paul, like some folks today, he understood how the world turns. You know people like that? They tell you, they know what's going to happen when so-and-so happens or when this or that. Look at the news for a second. Long enough to deny some of the things that you're hearing. You know, from our human understanding, that's the problem with the word understanding. We, as humans, we throw it around a lot, don't we? We tell someone, well, I understand you. No, not really. You understand their point of view. Until you walk in their moccasins, be them through empathy, it's difficult to really understand someone. But like so many things, we can't put stuff in pigeonholes, in little boxes, and say this is the truth about that. There's one power and one presence in the universe. You know, in Paul's day, he decided who lived and who wasn't going to live. It was determined by a human mind. But when you get spiritual understanding, it puts feet under your prayers and gives you this foundation to stand on. Understanding begins with questioning old ways of thinking that you have taken for granted all these years. One, that God punishes this one and he saves that one. That's not understanding the truth. God loves us all unconditionally and we were created equal. But what happens? Our thoughts turn things around, don't they? We mull it over and we buy into what we've been taught coming up as a child. Question things. Understanding also provides you, spiritual understanding provides you with something to stand on. And it's translated into right decisions and seeing things right. Some of our problems is we see it right, but we don't want to follow it because we think it's not the truth. But practice, practice, practice. Practice love instead of hatred. Practice not judging someone because of something they said or something they believe in. Practice surrounding, and I know it sounds like rose-colored glasses, but it really isn't. Practice surrounding the universe in love. Jesus Christ said, love one another as I have loved you. Do we have an understanding of that, the magnitude of that? Oh, my. But you know what? We're on this path. We're here to support one another and uplift one another. We're here to get a good understanding, to practice this truth, to share experiences. And you know what? As I said earlier, Unity Church of Light is on the verge of something great. And I'm ready to step into it, right? You? Are you with me? Yeah. All right. So let's pray. Let's get that energy going. Through prayer and meditation, we can build a solid foundation. And this foundation, in it, we receive answers. We may not always want to follow them, but that still small voice speaks to us, leads and guides us. And when we learn like a shepherd leading their sheep, when we learn to follow that voice, to open our hearts and our minds to the Spirit within, we can envision a whole new world. So take a moment with me. Take a deep breath in. And as you release it, bring yourself into this moment right here, right now. This is a moment of understanding. This is a moment that reveals the truth unto us. This is a moment that lets us know what we are. Yes, I'm Vernetta Holmes. That's who I am, the personality of me. But what I am is my true state, a spiritual being. And so as I make this inward journey, which is where I connect, which is where I plug in and recharge, I do so releasing and stepping over into my inner chamber and surrender to all that is pure love, pure peace, pure understanding, right here, right now, in the quiet. And as our daily word said today, I realize the power of spiritual truth. In this moment of quietness, in this solitude, I realize the power of spiritual truth. Holy Spirit, we are so grateful for your activity moving in and throughout our beings. We're grateful to go forth and to be the truth that we know, to be the love that we know. And we're grateful that in us is that guiding light, the Christ within. And for this and all things, we are truly grateful and we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And in thinking of praise, let us affirm together the Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.